With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Students may be getting an extra long weekend if the province and the union representing school support workers can't come to an agreement on a new contract. Approximately 5,400 members of CUPE, the Canadian Union of Public Employees, will be in a legal strike position effective 12:01 Friday morning. CUPE represents a wide range of school support workers across Nova Scotia, including bus drivers, cleaners, maintenance and tradespeople, early childhood educators, educational program assistants and teaching assistants, and food services staff. The sticking point in negotiations appears to be wages. In a petition circulated by CUPE in November, the union states, quote, "The majority of members earn below Nova Scotia's median wage of $35,000 per year. Our wages have fallen significantly behind inflation. More than half of our members have had to take other jobs to make ends meet, and the vast majority find that wage increases since 2015 have not met our financial needs," end quote. Because the union represents so many people across the province, the impact of a strike will be felt differently depending on the region. CUPE Local 4682 represents workers on the South Shore. The South Shore Regional Center for Education sent a notification explaining the impacts a strike will have on schools. Grades pre-primary to 6 students will continue to attend classes at their school. Learning for most grade 7 to 12 students will shift to online, except for students who regularly attend class in the learning center that who may continue to do so. Busing will not be available for any students unless previous arrangements were in place for a child to be bused privately. Schools will not be available for before or after school use except for any existing childcare programs, and extracurricular activities that require the use of the interior of the school or school buses are suspended. However, class trips or other activities that do not involve interior school use or buses, as well as sports on fields and school grounds, may continue. In the statement released April 14th, the Regional Center goes on to say, quote, "We all hope that we can reach an agreement to avoid a labor disruption. However, we must continue to develop plans to ensure that student learning can continue if a strike occurs," end quote. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.